nail this one.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Just scat over it. Do it a dot.
This is the most professional intro we've done so far.
Oh, boy. Here we are again. Welcome to Gilmore Gabs.
Welcome.
Which is a special interview series with people involved directly with the show. I am Kevin.
I'm Demi.
And we are
the Gilmore Gabs.
We are the Gilmore Gabs. Why not? So this is a very, very special episode. This is unlike anything we've ever done before, I believe. We've talked to Sam Phillips, composer of the show. We've talked to Helen Pye, producer of the show. But we have never talked to an actor who's actually appeared on the show. So this is a big day for us with a seminal, important role on the show. So let's stop dicking around and dilly-dallying and introduce our guest right now. La la.
La la.
A special guest. Well, of course, you know this gentleman from his work on Breaking Bad, from the hit CBS sitcom Mom. You can see him on there, and he is on episode 309, a deep-fried Korean Thanksgiving of Gilmore Girls. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Matt Jones!
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good. Gilmore Girls is a very special place in my heart.
A very special place in your heart. Let's talk about it. So this was like your first...
First thing I ever did.
Your first big gig.
No, not first big gig. First gig.
Oh, wow.
Literally,
okay.
I got my... it was the first paying job on television I ever had.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
So let's talk about it. You were... Cass, did your character have a name in this episode?
Okay, it's a long story.
Let's get into it.
I'll just tell it.
Let's do it.
Okay, so I was, how do you explain it? 19. No, it was 20. Living in LA back then in the old times. This is a boring story already.
It's 2002. We're setting the scene. We're painting it.
Okay. It was very hard to get an audition for anything. Mm-hmm. You guys, you come to LA, no one tells you how to get an agent or an audition. There's no book. There's no way to figure it out. You just have to somehow it happens. So I was doing improv in LA, and this was 2001, 2002. And there was only two improv theaters in LA, which were IO and kind of Groundlings. There wasn't really much. I was doing this thing called Ultimate Improv in Westwood. And the six of us on one team, this is what you used to do back in the day to try to get jobs, was you would put all of your headshots in a manila envelope and do a group mailing. So it'd be six of you. Part of one team with a cover letter and then everybody's headshot with resume. And then you would send out to every casting director and every agent in all of LA, the mailing list, to try to get an agent and try to get a casting director.
It was a very different time back
then. Different time. And you'd spend per person, $100 each to do this. And we would do a mailing twice a year. And if you were lucky, you got one call out of the 500 things you submitted to. So once, when I was 19, Gilmore Girls called. Jamie Rudofsky and Mara Casey, the casting directors, called me out of the blue. I didn't have an agent. I didn't have anything. And they were like, do you want to come on? We'd like you to come in and audition for a single line on Gilmore Girls. So I drive there. It was my first audition. I did not realize that it takes an hour to get to Burbank at 4 o'clock in the afternoon from West LA where I was living. So it took me an hour to get there. I get there. You have to park in some structure and then walk through the Warner Brothers back lot, which is funny enough where I now work on Mom. But I was a half hour late to my first audition ever. And I was terrified. And I get there and I walk in and there's this kind of these outside buildings that some of the casting directors have offices in. And I get to one of these buildings and I'm walking towards it. And I see 10 guys walk past me that look just like me. And I was like, oh.
And what was that look at the time? I do have to ask, was that hair?
Oh, my hair was huge. It was a huge curly afro.
Okay.
I think there's a picture of me on Instagram. I put it up of me in the episode of Gilmore Girls. I had a huge curly fro.
That was one of my questions, if it was a wig or not.
No, it was real. I look like Justin Guarini from, but much gayer. I really did. I walk in and all these guys are walking past me. I'm like, I'm just going to ignore it. And I get to the casting director's office and she's like, yeah, we've already found the guy that we're going to have for the part. So, you can leave. And I was like, oh shit. Okay. All right. And it's like, and in my mind, I never get an audition for anything ever. This is like out of the blue moon. Do these mailings twice a year. And I got one and I didn't even show up on time. So I'm walking out of the building and she runs after me. She's like, you know what? The producers and the writers are in the room right now. Come in and read for us. You're not going to get the part because we already cast it. But, you know, maybe they'll bring you back in the future. It's like, awesome. So she brings me into the room and there's this guy sitting on a couch outside in the waiting room of that room, who had clearly gotten the part. And he saw her run after me and bring me back in. So he gives me the dirtiest look, like, why are you bringing this guy into the room? I go into the room and the casting directors and everybody, producers are there. And I do the like one line. And then they like it. They're like, oh, that was great. That's too bad. We already cast it though. All right. Well, see you later. So I like leave the office again. And like, I walk by the guy sitting on the couch and he's like, he seems okay. And she runs after me again in the parking lot, stops me, goes, come back in. I was like, okay. Right. She walks me past the guy on the couch again and he gives me the worst look ever. Go into the room and they're like, we've decided we're just going to write you a part. We're just going to write you a line. Just one line. It's a group scene anyway. So one line, what do you want the name of your character to be? I was like, well, one of the reasons I'm late today is because I'm hungover from drinking too much Captain Morgan's last night. So call me Morgan. And they did. Checks they named out. My character Morgan. And I got one line. And they end up casting me and that guy. So it was fine. And yeah.
Was it for the same scene?
It was for the same scene. We were like buddies.
Okay.
And it was, we shot for like 20 hours.
It was one day for 20 hours.
One day for like 20 hours. Boy. It was one of those days. They shot outside. What is it called? The Stars Meadow? Stars Hollow. Stars Hollow.
Yeah.
They had like a Stars Hollow that set. And like they had to do it in the daytime in front of Sookie and Jackson's house.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had to do a nighttime shot in front of Sookie and Jackson's house. So we had to like wait around for both. And it was really long. The director of the episode, Kenny Ortega,
yes,
who directed High School Musical,
yeah.
But had not done that yet at that time when I did the episode.
Mm-hmm.
What he had directed at that time was Swing Kids and what was the other Newsies?
Right.
He directed Newsies, so I remember talking to him about Newsies on set. Also, I'm not totally sure if he hit on me, but I think he did. I think it was either he was really sweet. Or I was just a young, impressionable 20-year-old boy.
And they're not mutually exclusive.
No, they're not. They're not mutually exclusive. And he was very, very nice. And it was great. And I remember hanging out a lot with the guy that played Jackson. What was his name?
His name was Jackson.
Jackson. His
real name is Jackson Douglas. Married to Alex Borstein.
Yes, from Family Guy. Mm-hmm. And at that time, she was on Mad TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember hanging out and talking to him all day and hanging out and talking to Melissa McCarthy all day. She's been around a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize. And it was just a really long day and it was long. And Lauren Graham was really, really sweet.
Oh, that's great.
Incredibly nice. The girl that played Lorelai, not so much. But she's also young.
The girl played Rory?
Rory. Yeah. Her real name is
Alexis Bledel.
Why did I say Lorelai?
Well, technically, her name is Lorelai, and Rory is short for Lorelai, so you're not wrong.
Oh, okay. There you go.
You're just very intricate.
The way you're totally right. And in a way, you're a bigger fan than either of us.
but But she was also like, not that she wasn't nice. She just was like 18 or whatever.
Right.
Why would she give a shit about somebody with a line, a co-star? And then the funniest part about it is a month after we shot, I get a call from the casting director. And they're like, hey, you're in SAG, right? I was like, yeah, I am, right? Yeah, I'm pretty sure I am. It's like, no, you're not. I was like, oh.
This is after you've already shot
the part. Oh, yeah, a month later.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I guess, oh, I'm not? Oh, man. Oh, and she goes, well, now we're going to have to Taft-Hartley you. And so now you're going to be in the thing, but it's impossible to cut you out. It's like, great. So that's how I got into SAG, was lying to the Gilmore Girls and telling them that I was already in SAG.
That you were in SAG.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What an origin story.
Yeah. It was, if I hadn't have shown up late, I don't know if I would have.
If you would have gotten the part.
To audition.
So that's a lesson to all you young actors out there.
Show half an hour late.
Hungover. at least 30 minutes late. Maybe give it an hour if you want more than a line or two.
No, but you know, I think the lesson that is learned there is that there was no pressure at all. I'm not going to get the part. I shouldn't be there anyway. Mm. So I just went in and I didn't give a shit. And I think that's why it was good, because I didn't care.
Because
there's no pressure.
You were the most relaxed because the stakes were
zero.
At that point, zero.
Yeah.
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 What a funny origin. And from that, did you have friends that were like watching the show at the time? And you were like, oh my gosh, you're on Gilmore Girls now.
Or... No. I had one line.
Yeah.
And like the interesting thing when you learn about having like being a co-star, I've done it a couple times after that. But like you're just set dressing that gets to say one thing. You know, if you have two lines on a show, you get those two lines and that's it. Nobody cares about you. You're a part of the set that talked for a moment. But once you kind of get that game, it's not bad. It's just, I don't know. Nobody noticed that I was on the show.
You didn't get stopped on the street. Oh my gosh, you're Morgan. You're Morgan from the Thanksgiving episode.
Say the lines. I don't remember. I think it was like two words, three words, something like that.
I remember you were very excited about deep frying a turkey.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That was it.
It was like, let's party or give turkey me some time. Of that turkey.
Turkey time. Something like that. Oh, yeah. Something like that. It was literally the Kool-Aid man.
For the next year, kids are walking around with oh, yeah shirts and face on it.
You should have just improvised the whole thing, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It was. I just remember doing it and being like, wow, that's interesting. Like, because when you're... like before you ever book any jobs or ever get auditions, you're like, oh my God, I'm going to be on a TV show. This is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get there, you're hanging out all day. You're like, oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Well, that's it.
It just kind of worked like everything else.
That's it.
It was a 20-hour day, though.
Yeah, but the greatest part about it is if you know anything about like how much you get paid scale.
Mm-hmm.
Like I got into like golden hour, which is like double scale. And that money I lived off of for like 4 months. It was amazing.
Wow.
Just from filming it, which was nice.
What was the next gig after Gilmore Girls? How long?
Oh, boy. Next job I got on television was 7 years later.
Wow.
Which was Breaking Bad.
And in between, you were just performing around town, auditioning.
No. I did. What year was Gilmore Girls? It was the fall of 2002.
Mm-hmm.
So then 5 years later, I did fall of 2007 was Breaking Bad. Yeah. So I did a bunch of commercials. That's what I lived off of for years. I've done like 40. And at that time, I hadn't booked anything yet. But right after Gilmore Girls, for some reason, I had a lot of confidence. And then I just started booking commercials like crazy because I figured out the commercial game.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved to Amsterdam for 2.5 years.
Oh, what brought you to Amsterdam?
I did it was part of a theater called Boom Chicago out there.
Oh, right. Yeah. I've heard of that.
Yeah, so like Jordan Peele and Colton Dunn and Susie Barrett, Jim Woods,
Heather Drysdale, Campbell. Is she a part of that?
Becky was there, yeah, right. She left right when I got there, Becky Drysdale. But she came back. Everybody came back to hang out, do shows, and do drugs. So, Yeah, but then right when I got back from Amsterdam, I got Breaking Bad.
Wow.
2007.
How long after Gilmore Girls, or like, how were you getting booked on these commercials? Like, were you still in improv? How did, because I know that you said for a while it was just group mailings, but.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So like 2000, right around that time, I had a commercial agent see me do improv, and then she sent me out. And I didn't book anything for a long time. And I got right to that point where you're like, oh, she's gonna let me go.
Yeah.
And then I booked one thing, and then I booked like 15 jobs in a year.
Nice.
And that's what kept me going for a long, long time.
I think you're the one person that we know of that's ever existed that has the career director, the trajectory at least of going from Gilmore Girls straight to, not straight to, but to Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that arc.
Yeah.
Bryan Cranston wasn't a townie ever.
Although he wasn't Seinfeld.
Oh, he did. Bryan met his wife on Airwolf.
Oh, yeah?
He was a guest star on Airwolf in 1982.
That's so wonderful.
Him and his wife were both guest stars, and that's where he met her. It's pretty great.
Now that the show is on Netflix, and now because the Gilmore Girls came back onto Netflix, and now it's reaching a whole new audience ever since October of last year of 2014, have you found that, probably not in person, but do you get like tweets, bunch of
sometimes,
pictures?
Once in a while, there's an Easter egg. I look really different on it.
I didn't even recognize you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So every once in a while, somebody will notice, but it's rare. It's rare. Yeah.
I do find it that it's a cool symmetry that you share a scene with Melissa McCarthy, also the current star of a CBS sitcom.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you guys on the same night, or you're on different nights, right?
Yeah, I've only saw her once. I didn't bring it up since, but we tape on different nights. Right. Mike and Molly, we're on a different schedule than us.
Right.
But yeah. We both just got picked up for season. We got picked up for season 3, and they got picked up for season, what is it, 5? It was like 5.
Yeah, mom is like sweeping.
Yeah, we're doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. You're doing great.
It's not bad.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. But yeah, yeah. Any other Gilmore Girls questions? I'm sure there's something specific.
Team Jess, Team Dean, or Team Logan? Did you ever watch the show, by the way?
I did. Saw a little bit here and there. You know what's really sad about... I'm not going to get into specifics.
Sure.
What's really sad about working in the industry is like it ruins watching TV for you sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. Because like if you like a show and you're like, oh, I like that guy. I like his character. And you meet him in real life. You're like, that guy's a piece of shit. Oh, man. Now I can't like this show.
Right.
And one of those three guys is a real piece of shit. And I'm not going to say which one.
Oh, God.
You know what? We will... That's kind of,
and it's too bad because you're like, oh no.
Well, now we got to have all three of them on to defend themselves.
Yeah, we'll do a showdown between Milo, Jared.
Well, I'm not a piece of shit.
Matt,
well, it's not me.
Matt. Oh my gosh. Or a blind taste test.
I don't mean real piece of shit, but I mean just like not that cool. You know?
Right.
You're like, you meet him and you're like, oh, that's too bad. I'm not that cool.
Oh.
But then other people are incredible.
Right.
Yeah.
It is. I feel like it's more of a crapshoot because I feel like. Coming to LA, like moving when you're in your 20s, you just hear nightmare stories. It's Babylon. Everyone's garbage. Everyone wants something from you. And it's more 50-50 probably than
It's actually gotten a lot better now. Like when I first started like 15 years ago, that it was different because you could be David Caruso and be really, really mean on a show.
You can't be David Caruso anymore.
You can't do like honestly now if you're a really big jerk on a show, they'll just cancel your show.
Right.
Like, it still exists if the show's like really popular, but it's pretty rare now.
Yeah,
it's rare. It
also,
used to be rampant.
Killed off.
Yeah, they'll just kill you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Grey's Anatomy style.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heigl.
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
If
you choke someone out on set and call them gay, then they'll kill you off.
Yeah.
That is, you know, that is a punishment fitting
it's
of the crime.
It's in the contracts now.
Oh, boy.
If you choke someone out.
Right. But you weren't ever a regular watcher of the show or anything. You didn't keep up with it.
No, not too much. Not too much. Actually, I directed a movie last year, an independent movie that, and Keiko was in it.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Which was really fun. Yeah.
Did you work with her at all when you were on Gilmore Girls?
No. I just did two scenes.
It's totally different.
Yeah.
She was at the other Thanksgiving dinner.
That's true.
Yeah, she was. The deep fried Korean mm-hmm. Thanksgiving.
Yeah, because she
the
has an Korean improv. Thanksgiving. Right. She has an improv background.
Yes, yeah, she, yeah. And I now know her through improv.
Yeah.
From IO, so.
That's right. I think we're going to talk to her soon on this show as well.
Nice. She's
you still
great.
Do improv?
Keiko's great. I do a show every Tuesday night at IO called Hill Jones.
Oh, okay.
It's a two-man show.
That's you and Dave Hill, correct?
Yeah. We've been doing it off and on for like 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I used to do opening night every Friday night. But
right.
Not anymore.
I will say, Hill Jones is, truth be told, maybe the best two-man show I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. You've seen the show?
That's a true thing. That's a true thing.
Oh, thank
yeah.
you so much.
There's a friend of mine, a guy named John, who I would take him to the show. And sometimes he wouldn't want to go because he would feel like he was about to throw up from laughing. That's true.
Oh, that's really, really sweet.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you.
So,
thanks.
So if you want to plug that, that's Tuesdays.
Tuesdays at 10:30 right now.
10:30 at IO West.
Yeah. And we've been just trying to keep it going just because I don't really give a shit. It's fun.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's great.
It's the only reason.
It's really wonderful. Well, Matt, thank you for joining us
for this
brief little Gilmore gab. when can we check out Mom on CBS?
Well, we are filming our last episode of this season next week.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're still Thursdays at 9:30 for the next like couple of weeks. I don't know. For next month.
You can check it out somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere. You can watch it.
Yeah, it's online.
Yeah.
Otherwise, go see my movie Home. It's DreamWorks.
Home.
Oh, yeah. With Rihanna.
Yeah, it's me, Rihanna, Steve Martin, and Jim Parsons. And it comes out next week.
The dream team.
Yeah.
As it's been. Write a fanfic about that. Well, thank you so much, Matt Jones. This has been a great little Gilmore gab, little bonus ep. I think we all learned a little bit something more about right. Morgan today that we didn't know before. We all learned a little
He's
something
very
about ourselves.
Character.
Yes.
Yeah, very.
So pay
loves, loves turkey.
he loves turkey.
It's turkey time.
He loves deep frying things. Hashtag it's turkey time. The official hashtag for this episode. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next time on Gilmore Guys. Goodbye.